The following content is intended for people who are blind or Brent impaired.
Engage.
You are listening to the North Carolina Reading Service. I'm Chris Skidmore, and this is Tech Tips. This month on Tech Tips, we are going to be talking with Patricia of the North Carolina Assistive Technology Program, who they are, what they do, and their upcoming AT Expo. That's what's coming up this month on Tech Tips. The North Carolina Assistive Technology Program is a division within the Department of Health and Human Services for the state of North Carolina. Their focus is to help people with disabilities gain access to various types of assistive technology. One of the ways this is accomplished is through periodic virtual demonstrations throughout the year. In October, the NCATP holds its annual AT Expo, showcasing assistive technology along with companies and organizations dedicated to helping people with disabilities. This year's expo is coming up later this week, but don't worry, there's still time to sign up and attend. Today, we are going to be talking with Patricia about the NCATP along with the AT Expo. Hi, Patricia. Thanks for taking the time to talk with us today.
I appreciate the opportunity to talk about something that I'm very passionate about and NCATP.
Awesome. Well, I can't wait to hear more about it. We're going to talk all about the NCATP, the AT Expo, and everything else in just a minute. But first, I'm going to give you an opportunity to talk a little bit about you. Who is Patricia?
Yeah, so I have been an occupational therapist for over 13 years now, and I am originally from North Carolina, although I have traveled throughout the U.S. as a traveling therapist, and I made my way back to North Carolina, this beautiful state. I recently took on the role as an assistive technologist and the outreach and funding coordinator for the North Carolina Assistive Technology Program.
And you said this is your passion. How did you how did this passion come to be? What got you interested in doing this kind of work?
As an occupational therapist for the past 13 years, I have worked with many individuals that need assistive technology or various equipment to help with their independence and their safety and their overall quality of life. So assistive technology is ever evolving and changing, and this is something I've always been interested in as an OT.
Awesome. For someone who has never heard of the North Carolina Assistive Technology Program, who are you? And, you know, in a nutshell, what do you do?
So the North Carolina Assistive Technology Program is a state agency under the Division of Employment and Independence for People with Disabilities, which was formerly Vocational Rehab, and the Department of Health and Human Services. We are funded under the 21st Century Assistive Technology Act, formerly the Assistive Technology Act of 1998, as amended in 2004. We do serve all 100 counties in North Carolina, and we serve anyone that's interested in assistive technology, people of all abilities.
So let's talk a little bit about assistive technology itself for someone who may be new to researching assistive technology and how it can possibly help them or a family member. What is assistive technology?
Yeah, so by definition, according to the Assistive Technology Industry Association, or ATIA, assistive technology is any item, piece of equipment, software program, or product system that is used to increase, maintain, or improve the functional capabilities of persons with disabilities.
Okay.
So to kind of go into a little bit more detail and information about assistive technology, there are different types of AT, or assistive technology, and they can be categorized by low-tech, mid-tech, and high-tech. So low-tech devices are usually not mechanical or electronic. Generally, they're less expensive and they're easier to obtain. So something that's low-tech could be something like a line reader. It could be a magnifying glass. It could be something as simple as Post-it notes to help with reminders for individuals. Something that's more mid-tech is something that can be electronic or not. And overall, mid-tech is, I would say, low maintenance. So something like a screen magnifier or a switch access toy, that could be considered mid-tech. And then the high-tech devices can be more complex. They can be complicated and expensive. And high-tech is more like computers or iPads, tablets, that sort of thing. And I think it's important to note that low doesn't always mean less effective and high doesn't always mean more effective.
Exactly. Sometimes, you know, low tech is the best tech. It just depends on what you're doing. You mentioned a switch controller. And for someone who's been in the blind and low vision community all my life, I'm not familiar with what a switch controller is. What is that?
I've used a lot of switch access for more pediatrics or children, I would say. But it can also be used for someone, for example, we have what's called an OB self-feeder. And that can be switch access, where if you push a switch, the self-feeder will choose which plate you want to eat out of, and then it will actually dip down like a utensil and pick up the food item and bring it towards your mouth.
Oh,
and
okay.
That's all with the use of a switch.
Oh, that is incredible. That's so cool. Talking about the NCATP, I know you guys are based out of Raleigh, but do you have offices elsewhere throughout the state?
Yes. So in order to serve all 100 counties in North Carolina, we do have 9 centers throughout the state, and they range from the mountains to the coast. Our centers are in Sylva, Morganton, Charlotte, Winston-Salem, Greensboro, Raleigh, Sanford, Greenville, and Wilmington.
Awesome. And if someone is in, and we'll talk about contact info and all that a little bit later, but if someone wants to get a hold of a specific office, that information is on the website, correct?
That is correct.
Okay. And it's good that you are all around the state because, you know, for example, I lived in Raleigh up until just a few years ago, and now I do live in the western part of the state. And if something ever happened where I needed to use the NCATP, the Sylva office is perfect because it's 45 minutes down the highway.
And it's neat because NCATP staff, we, even though we're located, you know, across the state, we really work together and we support each other. And if somebody needs something, you know, in a different center, we can get it to them and we make sure that we meet the needs of people in North Carolina.
Exactly. What types of services does the North Carolina Assistive Technology Program offer?
So we offer services that are covered under the AT Act at no charge to any resident of North Carolina. So we do have some free services, and they include demos or demonstrations of items. We offer short-term device loans for items so individuals can try equipment before they buy them. We also participate in public awareness activities such as the annual expo like we're going to be talking about. We provide technical assistance to groups in order to increase access to assistive technology. Let's see, we provide tours of our centers for anyone interested in learning more about us or more about assistive technology. We have an AT reuse program and have an assistive technology exchange post.
Let me stop you for just a second. The AT reuse, what is that?
So that is a program that allows us the opportunity to rehome gently used items to those in need. Each center has some reuse items that are available that have been donated to us, and we are able to rehome them as needed.
That is cool. I did not know you did that.
We do. And we also have an AT exchange list. And that is a PDF of items that are available for sale or donation. And typically the exchange list is emailed once a month to those interested. And if you're interested, you can email, let's see, Brittany at brittany.hawley, H-A-W-L-E-Y, at dhhs.nc.gov.
That is truly incredible. Because it also gives people a chance to maybe try something they wouldn't get to, and it's kind of at a no-cost obligation.
Correct. Okay. Yes. And like I said, we can, you know, we have our lending library and anyone can loan out an item for around 2 weeks. But we also have this reuse program where, you know, these are items that have been donated and we can rehome at no charge.
Tech Tips is on the North Carolina Reading Service.
We are talking with Patricia of the North Carolina Assistive Technology Program. And Patricia, I wanted to ask with regards to training, what kind of training does the NCATP offer?
Yeah, so depending on the device or item someone's interested in, our assistive technologist or speech language pathologist can provide training to ensure that the device is being used properly and to its full potential. And it's pretty neat with the technology, and we're able to train in multiple platforms. So we can help a person in the center, we can help a person at their home or their place of work, and we can even, you know, train them virtually through something like the Zoom or Teams platform.
And if need be, obviously train them in using Teams and Zoom, because if you've never, you know, A, never used it, but B, never used it with some kind of assistive technology, you won't know how to navigate around the platform.
That's correct. And we do, you know, have ways to train on how to use certain softwares and things like that.
Patricia, could you also talk a little bit about the NC RAMP program as well as what a BEAM center is?
Sure. Our RAMP program and project was funded by the Christopher and Dana Reeve Foundation. So this program allows us to loan portable ramps to people with mobility difficulties. The purpose of this program is to provide a short-term, temporary loan of portable ramps to individuals who are in need of a ramp short-term. The program is currently under some construction in order to make it more effective and efficient. And due to the ramps being temporary and portable, we cannot always meet everyone's needs.
Mm-hmm.
And you mentioned about the BEAM mm-hmm. Center. So BEAM Center tours are set up to virtually tour our Raleigh Center. We have actually recently switched to using a different platform to provide these virtual tours, and we're hoping it will be up and running shortly. I would suggest if you're interested in one of these virtual center tours, you can go to our website, fill out a form, and Brittany, who's one of our assistive technologists in the Raleigh Center, will get back with you.
Sounds like a game plan. Let's kind of walk through the process a little bit. If someone wants to take advantage of the NCATP, what is that process like?
All you have to do is contact one of our staff members, and we can set up a tour of one of the centers to demo equipment or loan out devices. And these are free services provided under the AT Act. If we do not know an answer, or if you have a specific item that you're needing and the center that you're close to doesn't have it, as I mentioned before, we work with the NCATP staff across the state and we always try to find a solution. If there is a fee service that you're interested in, or if a fee is necessary, we can always get you in contact with our intake coordinator.
And then you guys reach out and, you know, start learning what they need and what you can offer and setting up demos and training and that sort of thing.
Absolutely. And I get a lot of, you know, individuals who will just call me or send an email and just say, hey, I want to visit your tour. I want to see what NCATP is all about. And we can set that up right from our center, right from our work emails. So it's a pretty seamless way to get in touch with us and actually come visit us.
Is coming in a requirement, or can some of it be done virtually?
It can also be done virtually. We have Zoom platform, we have the Teams. We can talk on the phone for a little bit. If you're interested in loaning out an item in a demonstration, it's typically best to come into the center because we have our full library here. But we've also went out to the community to work with individuals that cannot come to the center.
Cool. Like you said, you have a community outreach portion of the program, and we're going to be talking about the big one that's this Thursday in just a second. But before we get into that, what are some of the other events that you have throughout the year?
Oh, yes. So we have an event. It's called Accessibility for All. And this is a great learning opportunity, I feel like, for everyone. So our Accessibility for All events are held every Thursday. The first and third Thursday are live virtual events, and the second and fourth Thursday are recordings from previous events or sessions. Anyone can attend, and they are typically held on the Zoom platform.
How long do they typically last?
Typically around 30 minutes, and they start at 11:30 in the morning.
Okay, so it's almost kind of like a little short appetizer to a lunch and learn.
Absolutely, yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
It's fun.
What about, I saw something about pop-up fairs. What are those?
Yeah, so for the past 3 years, we have organized AT pop-up events, and these events have been held in various locations across the state of North Carolina. Our pop-up events for this year were located in Winston-Salem in April, Fayetteville in March, and Charlotte in May of this year. And everyone is welcome, and they are free to the public. And we are really hopeful to continue these in the future.
And I know I'm going to ask this again, but I'm going to go ahead and ask it for the first time. How can people learn more about the events that are coming up and register?
Sure. The best way to learn about our events is through our website.
Okay.
And typically, you know, you can go into Google and see ATP website. You can search it that way. For the AT Expo, you can visit ncdhhs.gov/AT Expo.
Okay. And I will definitely be giving you another chance to mention that website address. With the Accessibility for All, do you sometimes take suggestions for products to be covered?
Oh, absolutely. We're always open to suggestions and open to learning about new products, new events, and keeping abreast of all the new equipment and technology that's available.
Now that we've covered Accessibility for All and the pop-up fairs, let's get to the main event and talk about the AT Expo. What is the AT Expo?
Oh, this is exciting. Yeah, so the AT Expo is an annual event that is held in Raleigh, North Carolina. This year, the expo is going to be held at the McKimmon Conference and Training Center. The event is currently free, and it's open to the public. There are going to be, let's say, 50 or so exhibitors or vendors, one of them being Apple, which is their first year, which
Is
very exciting.
Yeah, definitely.
Yes, and they will be hosting, Apple's going to be hosting an accessible playground with all their devices. In addition to the exhibitors, there are going to be 5 presenters this year, presentations.
Okay.
And for those presentations, we are offering CEUs and CRC credits for individuals who attend all 5 sessions.
Okay.
I wanted to mention, too, we are going to be recognizing this year's 2024 Stephen E. Sally AT Award winners during the expo. And also want to shout out to our sponsors, the Workforce Solutions, the Division of Services for the Blind, the Division of Services for Deaf and Hard of Hearing, the Division of Employment and Independence for People with Disabilities, and the Council on Development Disabilities.
Okay, awesome.
So we're really excited for our expo this year. It's going to be great.
Most definitely. Can you give us an idea of maybe some of the other vendors that are going to be there besides Apple?
So from my understanding as well, there will be Apple engineers on site who can provide assistance and support throughout the day. So that's kind of a big, you know, one of our big vendors. We also have Bravo Home Inc., which is a smart home. They have smart oven device. We have Orcam, which is a low vision device. We have Inclusive TLC, who focuses on computer access. Talk to Me Technologies is an AAC company. Also, the Disability Rights of North Carolina, the Association of Assistive Technology Act Programs, ATAP, and U.S. Aging have sponsored an on-site COVID and flu vaccines.
Oh, that is awesome.
Yeah.
That is awesome. With the election coming up, what about voter registration? Is anything going to be done to help people with that?
I believe they are going to be a vendor at our expo.
Oh, nice. Excellent. You mentioned presenters. Can you give us an idea of some of the presentations?
Yeah, so this is really exciting. We have some great presenters this year. So I'll kind of go through and talk about the presenters and kind of what they're going to be presenting on.
Okay.
We have Tipa Snow, and she is an occupational therapist with over 40 years of experience. She will be presenting on the art and science of supporting elders with changing abilities. We have Harchi Sagu, who is an 18-year-old AAC user that has been using iGaze since he was 5 years old. He will be presenting, "Just because I can't talk doesn't mean I don't understand." And this presentation will be virtual as he is presenting from the UK, excuse me.
No worries.
Anne Marie Killen is a TDI for Access leader and advocate for over 20 years. She will be presenting on Navigating Aging and Technology, the Rise of Artificial Intelligence. Talia Wucher is the executive director of Aaron's Good Girl Dog Treats and has over 20 years of experience in the field of assistive technology. She will be presenting Innovative Assistive Technologies, Empowering Lives, and Breaking Boundaries to Employment. And then our fifth presenter is going to be Cassie Lynch, a physical education teacher for 13 years, and Raymond McCall, who is a recent OT graduate who completed his capstone experience with NCATP, and they will be presenting adapted PE DIY solutions through 3D printing. And then I also wanted to mention, we also will be having a live demo through Augmental, which is a new mouth pad device, and the live demo is a new opportunity that we are providing during this year's expo.
Okay, and you said mouth pad? Did I hear that right?
Yes, mouth pad device.
What is that?
I believe it's a new device. You put it in your mouth and you can control like the computer through your tongue.
Oh, okay.
Through this mouth pad device. Mm-hmm.
That's interesting.
Like the tip of your tongue.
That's interesting. Yeah. That is very cool. So the conference is this Thursday, October 3rd at the McKinnon Center, and it's not too late to register for it, correct?
Absolutely not. Yeah, so you still have time to go online and register, or you can even register the day of the event.
And you mentioned the virtual aspect of it. Can someone register for the virtual portion as well at the same time?
Yes, that is correct.
Okay, for those of us who don't live in Raleigh and won't be able to get there.
Yes, please come virtually.
Is contact information going to be available for the vendors, say, if someone is attending virtually and wants to learn more about a specific vendor?
We actually have our vendor list on our website,
mm-hmm.
on that website that I mentioned earlier, and I can mention it again.
Oh, definitely.
And it has a list of all the, kind of the whole AT Expo vendor hall exhibitors.
Okay.
So you can see the list of everyone that's going to be there, and there's also some information on our website about the presentations as well.
Okay, well,
the presenters.
You mentioned the website. Let's go ahead and mention that again. What's the website to learn more about the AT Expo?
Yes, so go to ncdhhs.gov/ATEXPO.
And that's just for the expo. And if someone wants to learn more about the NCATP. How do they do that again?
Google it.
Google.
I think the easiest way is to go on Google and type in NCATP website,
mm-hmm.
and it should come up. It's the North Carolina Department of Health and Human Services, the North Carolina Assistive Technology Program.
Okay. Just out of curiosity, is the NCATP available on social media platforms too?
Not yet. That is something that we're working on. I believe the Department of Health and Human Services and EIPD is available on more of a social media platform, but NCATP is currently not.
So the website is definitely the way to go to get in contact with you guys.
Yes, and I will be happy to give my email address and my phone number. And honestly, it's really easy to email me, call me, and I can, if I don't have an answer, I can find it out for you, or I can send you in the right direction.
Okay, sure. If you don't mind, go ahead.
Sure. So my email is Patricia. Aaron, A-A-R-O-N, at dhhs.nc.gov. And my phone number, my work phone, is 919-664-1244.
You're listening to Tech Tips on the North Carolina Reading Service.
The purpose of the North Carolina Reading Service is to connect people who are blind and print impaired with each other, their families, and the community by delivering news, information, and entertainment using the latest audio technology. For more information about the North Carolina Reading Service, visit us online at ncreadingservice.org. You can also give us a call. Our telephone number is 919-832-5138. That number again, 919-832-5138. The North Carolina Reading Service. We breathe words into your life. We've been talking with Patricia of the North Carolina Assistive Technology Program. And Patricia, is there anything you would like to talk about that I may have missed?
I enjoy talking about the Expo and NCATP. You know, one thing that we maybe didn't talk much on are our more fee for services. And so just so everyone is aware, we do offer assessments, but there is a fee for assessments. And again, if that's something that you're interested in, you can always talk to one of us for free. You can, you know, talk to email, phone. We can talk about that and get you in touch with our intake coordinator if that's something someone is interested in. But the assessments are an opportunity for an assistive technologist or speech language pathologist to complete a full assessment to help individuals determine, you know, appropriate assistive technology or AAC devices. We also, some of our other fee services are, you know, one-on-one trainings or setup or installation services for specific devices or equipment as appropriate. And then, you know, a train-the-trainer educational events for professionals working within the field of AT or rehab. So, but I would say most of our services are free and under the AT Act.
Good to know. I want to thank you for your time. It was greatly appreciated. I enjoyed this.
Great. I did too. I love talking about it. I appreciate you giving us the opportunity to talk about NCATP and what we offer.
You are very welcome. And, you know, in the future, if there's ever anything that you want to get out, you know, get the word out about, all you got to do is let me know and we'll set something up.
That sounds great.
Awesome. Well, thank you very much, Patricia.
Thank you, Chris.
Once again, I'd like to thank Patricia of the North Carolina Assistive Technology Program for taking the time to talk with us today. If you are interested in attending the AT Expo, either in person or virtually, visit the NCATP website. Again, the easiest way to find them is to Google NCATP, then simply click on the link. The AT Expo is this Thursday, October 3rd, at the McKimmon Conference and Training Center in Raleigh.
We've run out of time for this month's episode of Tech Tips. I hope you've enjoyed it. If there's something you'd like covered in a future episode, send an email to techtipspodcast@gmail.com. I'm Chris Skidmore for the North Carolina Reading Service. Tech Tips is available online by visiting our website at ncreadingservice.org. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind or print impaired. If you have questions or comments about the North Carolina Reading Service, visit us online at ncreadingservice.org or give us a call. Our telephone number is 919-832-5138. That number again, 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to Tech Tips on the North Carolina Reading Service.